My brothers and sisters in the Lord. The Gospels describe only two miraculous healings Jesus performed for Gentiles, the healing of the centurion's servant, Matthew 8:10-12, in Capernaum, and the healing of the daughter of the Canaanite woman which we hear today. The encounter with the Canaanite woman took place outside Jewish territory in Tyre and Sidon, two coastal cities, 25 and 50 miles north of Galilee in present-day Lebanon. The story of this miracle is told by Mark as well as by Matthew. Both miracle stories foreshadow the extension of the gospel, the good news, to the whole world. The woman in today's miracle belonged to the old Canaanite stock of the Syrophoenician race. The Canaanites were the ancestral enemies of the Jews and were regarded as pagans and idolaters and, hence, as ritually unclean. But this woman showed a gallant and an audacious love which grew until it worshipped at the feet of the divine, an indomitable persistence springing from an unconquerable hope, a cheerfulness which would not be dismayed. By granting the persistent request of the pagan woman, Jesus demonstrates that his mission is to break down the barriers and remove the long-standing walls of division and mutual prejudice between the Jews and the Gentiles. God does not discriminate but welcomes all who believe in him, who ask for his mercy, and who try to do his will. Jesus first ignores both the persistent cry of the woman and the impatience of his disciples to send the woman away. He then tries to awaken true faith in the heart of this woman by an indirect refusal, telling her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman is persistent in her request. She kneels before him and begs, "Lord, help me." Now Jesus makes a seemingly harsh statement, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." The term "dogs" was a derogatory Jewish word for the Gentiles. Dogs were regarded by the Jews as unclean, because they would eat anything given to them, including pork. Her argument runs like this: pets are not outsiders but insiders. They not only belong to the family but are part of the family. While they do not have a seat at the table, they enjoy intimacy at the family's feet. Hence, the woman replied, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table," expressing her faith that Jesus could and would heal her daughter. Jesus was completely won over by the depth of her faith, her confidence, and her wit and responded with delight, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." We notice that the woman was refused three times by Jesus before he granted her request. Finally, on her fourth attempt, Jesus rewarded her persistence, curing her daughter in answer to her plea. Although the essential parts of prayer are adoration and thanksgiving, the prayer of petition, like that of contrition, plays a big part in most people's daily life. We cannot provide, by our unaided selves, for our spiritual and temporal needs. Christ himself has told us to ask him for these needs, "Ask and you shall receive." Asking with fervor and perseverance proves that we have the great faith we need to be able to receive all that Christ wants to grant us in response to our requests. Today's gospel reminds us that God's love and mercy are extended to all who call on him in faith and trust, no matter who they are. In other words, God's care extends beyond the boundaries of race and nation to the hearts of all who live, and God's house is intended to become a house of prayer for all peoples.